The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if you knew this, but guess what was announced today?
I have no idea.
The Texas Radio Hall of Fame class for 2020.
Okay.
I was disappointed to not see A.J. Hoffman or Fred Fowler on the list. I would just say if one of us were going to be a Hall of Famer, I would give you the leg up on radio because you've had success in two markets and been doing it a lot longer. You know, if we had like a Texas Media Hall of Fame, I feel like I should be first ballot on that.
Okay.
You know, Sports Media Hall of Fame.
Are you excited about the reboot of Beavis and Butthead?
Not really.
Did you like Beavis and Butthead?
I did like Beavis and Butthead, but I mean, I wasn't a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was older.
It was incredibly relevant in the 90s. It was mega huge. I'm trying to even think. It was a
cultural thing.
South Park lasted longer.
Yeah.
But it was South Park big. It was
bigger than South Park.
It probably was.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and no, I haven't changed it to at Max Falcon and at Art Amarillo yet. Can text the show, you know the number for that. Can watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. Texter says, gone from slapping the zero to raping the cat. What the hell is going on with the Blitz today? Quarantine isolation for too long? Are y'all wigging out? We didn't rape the cat.
Yeah, we didn't do
it. We didn't rape the cat.
It's the East Bay cat rapist.
Yeah, and somebody says, he got all those names because he was committing crimes all over and they didn't know it was one guy and they didn't communicate between police forces, so they were looking for five different people, but it was all him. The Visalia Ransacker. That's the best you can come up with.
That's not great.
See, and I think to be a great serial killer, don't you have to have some kind of nickname for the most part?
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless you're like Ted Bundy.
That's true.
I mean, there's some guys that don't have to have those kind of names. So,
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Well, if you have three names, that kind of counts.
It does
right?
Make it easier.
Yeah.
Albert Fish.
Yeah, the Candyman was here.
Okay. That was a good nickname for.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer didn't have a nickname.
No, he didn't. Well, he did.
Leonard Lake.
Yeah.
But all Jeffrey Dahmer did was eat people.
Didn't Leonard Lake have a partner in crime?
Charles Ng.
Yeah. I think
that's a crazy story that a lot of people don't pay attention to.
Yeah, they had like a dungeon built out on their land. I think it was in California.
Yep.
Like Northern California, like out in the middle of nowhere. And they had a bunch of a pretty big spread. And like way off in the back, they built like this whole underground dungeon where they kept people.
Well, maybe I'll add that to my place in East Texas, an underground dungeon.
They were like dissecting. I think it was primarily women, and they were dissecting them like animals when they were done with them.
And did one of them die in the shootout?
Yes.
And then the other one's still serving time.
Charles
Ng
is serving time. Leonard Lake didn't die in a shoot. He took the cyanide capsule that he kept in his collar.
Oh, okay.
When he was in police, like the day he was in for questioning.
Let me clarify, though. I would not be a serial killer. I would have a sex dungeon, and people could pay to go in it and use it. After COVID.
You don't want that right
no,
now.
No, I don't want the Rona in my sex dungeon.
With building one of those here is we flood here.
True.
And, you know, it's tough to have an underground.
Yeah, but, you know, I may build a place on a hill, see, and then put. You know.
I mean, why don't you just build a sex treehouse?
Yeah, well, I might do that. Because that would be kind of cool.
It'd be different.
Eric asks, what are the odds I crush this freeze-out tournament at Prime? Prime's still open. That's good. Good
crush
luck.
Crush it.
Knock it dead. You said Galveston Beach is not going to be open.
They're
for
going
4th?
To close for 4th of July.
Okay, I know that's disappointing for some of you. I think it's the right thing right now.
I do, too.
I'm sorry. It hurts to say it. Houston area throwback, Fred. Elmer Wayne Henley. Somebody said Jeffrey Dahmer was commonly referred to as the Milwaukee Cannibal.
I mean, maybe in Milwaukee.
So. Maybe so, yeah.
I think the coolest nickname is Son of Sam.
That's a good one. Well, the Zodiac Killer is pretty good, too, but we don't, because we never knew who he was.
Yeah. I mean, that I guess that Ed makes Gein. For the best nickname.
He was just called the Psycho.
That's is a pretty good one. The Elmer Wayne Henley is the guy who killed the Candyman. Like, he was the Candyman's buddy.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Coral. Dean Coral.
What was that FBI show that we all liked so much that had the interviews with all the...
I forgot what the name of that show is.
We all loved it. It's... I'm blanking on the name of it, but there was an episode about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mindhunter,
yeah.
When's that coming back?
Don't know. So we said, did you guys hear about the guy that is murdering horses in Houston?
No. I'm against that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. Find that for me, Aaron, so I can look at that on the next break.
Mindhunter Season 3 release date. Let's see. Season 2 was released in August 2019. Has not been renewed for a third season. Put on hold while David Fincher works on other projects. Boo. Come on,
David
Fincher. That'd
be okay if David Fincher were working on Jesus Just Left Chicago as his other project. That'd be cool with that. Somebody wants to know, did Epstein have a nickname? The Diddler? No. The Diddler?
I don't know.
So, somebody says they take forever to come out with new seasons of Mindhunters. So, apparently this is going on in Pearland. I'll have to find the story. I have not heard of it.
Yeah, it says here previously, he may revisit Mindhunter again in the future, but felt it wasn't fair to the actors to hold them from seeking other work while he was exploring new work of his own. So all the actors have been released from their contracts. And it said previously it was reported that Fincher had 5 seasons mapped out for Mindhunter.
Oh, wow.
He said, listen, are you ready to do this for 5 seasons? Because even if I bleep it up, it's going to go 5 seasons, and I don't intend to bleep it up. So I'd like to think that we will continue for as long as David is intrigued by telling this particular story.
Jack the Ripper's probably the greatest serial killer name, right?
He's the most famous serial killer ever.
Yeah.
With only 5 victims.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there's a list of the best.
But I mean, Charlie Manson is probably in the conversation, and he never killed anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. There's actually a list of the best serial killer nicknames.
All right, let's hear them.
The Acid Bath Murderer.
Ooh, that is good.
John George, Hay, was convicted in 1949 of murdering 6 people in Britain. But that was his nickname, Acid Bath Murderer.
Can I tell you something that's maybe a little bit racist? I don't like British serial killers as much as American serial killers. Like, anytime I'm hearing a story, I guess it's not racist. It's
that wouldn't be racist.
Culturist.
It's bigoted.
Yeah.
Xenophobic.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm that. Because anytime I hear a story about British serial killers, I'm bored by it. Like, for whatever reason, I think we just do it better here, you know?
Yeah, but they start, it's just like everything else. Our culture came from them. Jack the Ripper was the original.
Yeah.
And we would not have a lot of the serial killers we have today.
But they couldn't even catch that guy.
No, but that's all right. They didn't catch the Zodiac either.
Like, there's something, like, Brits do rock and roll better than Americans.
Oh, God, yes.
But I think we dominate them at serial killers.
We dominate them at beer also.
Agreed.
They win gin and tonic. They can have that.
Cool.
We won
the war.
That's true. Okay, number 2, the Cleveland Torso Murderer.
I don't like that.
This was in the 30s, and don't think they caught him. So he also had the Mad Butcher of Kingsbury Run was also his nickname. The Death House Landlady, Dorothea Helen Puente. Ran a 16-room boarding house for elderly and infirm people and rented out an upstairs apartment. But she had a habit of cashing her tenants' Social Security checks and killing them off. She was the Death House Landlady. The BTK killer is on the list. That's a good one. Dr. Death. That was
H. Holmes.
Not Jack Kevorkian, but Maxim Petrov, a Russian physician who killed and robbed his patients. And Harold Shipman, who...
Yeah, he would kill old people.
Yeah. So
that's the other thing. I don't care about serial killers when they only kill old people.
But he he's also an English guy. That's
the most boring serial killers are like the nurses who kill patients already in the hospital. I feel like they're not hunting, so they're less interesting to me. Like I think the interesting thing to me is like how serial killers get their prey.
Yeah,
and if like you're just a nurse and you just put some poison in their IV, that's like the weakest way to be a serial killer. I mean, you can rack up big numbers.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
But I'm not impressed by that.
There's a Luther episode where it was a doctor who would do that, who would and hide the fact that he was a serial killer by making it look like they all had medical issues happen while he was operating on them.
Yeah.
And that's lame. That's too easy. Okay, how about this? The Finchley Baby Farmers.
I don't like the name of that.
They were operated for just a few years, but killed an unknown number of babies and children. Some estimates say 20, but we'll probably never know. I remember growing up, the scary one was Typhoid Mary. I don't know if you ever heard of that
one. I've heard of it.
Yeah. How about this?
I was never scared of Typhoid
Mary. The Giggling Granny. I wouldn't be scared of that. Nancy Hazel was also known as the Lonely Hearts Killer, the Jolly Black Widow, but the Giggling Granny stuck with everybody for some reason. The Brides in the Bath Murders, not so much for that. The Eyeball Killer, that's pretty good. Charles Albright was convicted of the murder of one person, so he's not really a serial killer. But there were a bunch of others that they thought he killed. But that's pretty good, the Eyeball Killer. Still say Zodiac. Well, Jack the Ripper, Zodiac, Son of Sam, those are probably your top three.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, high profile, right?
Night Stalker is kind of cool.
Night Stalker is cool. See, if I... No, I'm not going to do it because I'm never going to be a serial killer.
Are you trying to think of your serial killer nickname?
Yes.
I think you have to let the media do that.
Yeah, they have to come. But they suck at it. I mean, we just did 20 nicknames and only three of them are really good. Maybe, you know, these other ones are okay.
Was Robert Hansen on the list?
No. What was
Butcher Baker.
See, that's good.
Candlestick maker.
He was actually a baker. Do you know that story?
Yeah. Yeah. On my podcast, I pretty much know about every serial killer.
It's a lot of fun for some reason. Yeah.
I do love true crime podcasts, so I know a lot about serial killers, more than a normal functioning human should.
He says the Iceman was a mafia hitman, but you could kind of say he was a serial killer. See, those guys don't get credit for being serial killers. But that guy, and you know, I'm always fascinated by mob stories. But how are they not considered serial killers?
I don't know.
Because one of the guys, well, there was a guy I met who claimed to be somebody who had done that, which is one of the characters in my book is loosely based on. He's dead now. But he claimed he had 15 kills. That makes you a serial killer.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, what if... I guess I'm trying to think of, like, if you're... Yeah, I don't know why hitmen don't count into that.
I'm just curious. Like somebody
I think maybe because they do it for money.
Well, not necessarily. Some of them just do it for, like, Sammy the Bull, somebody mentioned. He was just following orders for the family.
Well, yeah, he got paid by the family. That's his job.
But he was also, like, by the end, he was an underboss. I mean, I guess it was his job, but he also... You know,
if your job is to murder, it's different than if you murder for sexual gratification, which most serial killers end up murdering for sexual gratification.
Sex, money and sex the same thing.
They're like, not the same.
Alexander Solonik was a Russian hitman, and he just liked doing it because it was like a challenge.
He didn't work for anybody?
No, he worked for the Russian mob, but he was a contract killer, and the way they described him is he saw it as a challenge. He wanted to think of new and interesting ways of killing people.
What's the movie... the guy that Citizen X is based on, Andre Chikatilo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah, that's good. He's a sick
bleep. Yeah, he is. But, I mean, they did a really good job with that movie. A32 says H.H. Harding from Chicago, I believe, was suspected to be Jack the Ripper.
H.H. Holmes.
I know way too much about this.
H.H. Holmes had the murder castle.
But, but I studied the hell out of it after we did the tour. And most believe it was this guy that wound up in a mental home, and that's why the murder stopped. But he was one of the subjects, or suspects. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, sports and murder to you. 713 says, I live in Edo and I got a COVID test tomorrow all the way in Groves. Going to shove the swab down the nose and scratch my brain. That should be fun. Good luck.
I thought they don't scratch your brain anymore.
I don't know what they do. I haven't had to deal with it yet. I will. We all will. The Rona comes for us all.
During the break, I was thinking about what we've talked about on the show today, and really the two main topics have been the best Ruffles flavors and best serial killer nicknames. And then we also discussed why I'm not even nominated for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
And how amazing Beavis and Butthead is.
And I'm sure none, and I'm sure none of those things are related, right? Like, you, there's no way that the Texas Radio Hall of Fame would hear today's show and not say, you know what? That guy's a genius. I don't think they, I don't know. I'm sure it's not related at all.
Well, don't forget slapping the zebra.
Slapping the zebra.
Yeah.
Which is not a euphemism.
But you know what would be a cool nickname? Remember that movie, The Bone Collector?
Mm-hmm.
How about The Soul Collector? Ooh. And the guy keeps like a little... All right, you know what? I'm giving away what I'm going to put in my, because I've been doing some preliminary work on my first detective novel. It's going to be called The Edo Killings. It's going to be based in East Downtown. But I think how they catch him is he's going to keep a little like an earring from each one, because you know, they all like to do that, right? They all like a keepsake. He'll be the soul collector.
Yeah,
I like this. This is how the creative process works. 713-780-ESP your number, 713-780-3776. 713, it really shows how talented you guys are. No sports, but still an epic show. Hats off to you, gentlemen. I'm sure the Texas Radio Hall of Fame does not think so.
Yeah, they don't like it for some reason.
I kind of feel like there's not a lot of shows that can talk with some education about serial killers.
I do feel like we are in the best position to discuss them.
And nicknames. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do the best. We do the best we can with what we have. Chris says, all the serial killer talk. Reminder, Seattle has the worst police force ever. Ted Bundy, Green River Killer, botched the Cobain investigation, and now the Chop Chaz. I'm not going to blame guys. Like, we haven't had the best record here with all those I-45 killings. How many of those guys did they catch? You want to know all about this. This is right in your neighborhood, Aaron. You probably found a body in your yard at one point.
I have not, but I know plenty about it, having listened to a podcast about it.
It's funny that that's not a bigger deal around here to people. Because, I mean, when I was a kid... And I actually knew the family of one of the girls who got murdered. And it was a big deal then. Wow. So police say stabbing death of horse, worst animal cruelty case they've ever seen.
Damn.
Guy went to the property to feed and water the two horses. One of his horses was tied up to a tree branch and the other horse was laying there. Wow. Hit the ground immediately. She was butchered. She was murdered. They were the suspect... Or suspects cut the fence and are familiar with the horses. Okay, I have to tell you, and this is just me, you murder a horse, you are a bigger scum than somebody who murders a human being.
Dude, that's pretty cold-blooded, because, I mean...
And by the way, if you're killing...
You have to be able to walk up to the horse, like if they know the... Oh,
dang. Yeah.
I'm not good with the animals dying.
No, I'm not either.
It's so funny how desensitized I am to like humans dying from movies and stuff. But if you show me a movie where a dog dies or an animal dies, I'm instantly like, oh, that brings me down.
That's because humans have the capacity to be evil in general. Like, you don't see, like, yes, there are dogs that are just mean, but 99 out of 100 dogs are going to be nice to you. 99 out of 100 cows are going to be nice to you. you pick up a dog like as a puppy, and you can immediately fall in love, whereas it takes months and months for humans to fall in love with each other because we know that there's a capacity for getting hurt.
Well, and the difference is the puppy's going to love you unconditionally.
Yep.
Like, my dogs love me a lot more than my wife does. There's no question. And because yeah, are they work? Sure. Especially the little one. Worth it? Absolutely. But yeah, I really don't like people who hurt animals, even cats. And you know how I feel about cats. Not a fan. So 713 Texas Radio Hall of Fame doesn't agree with the term dickweed. Okay, am I bringing us down?
Never say that.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Especially there's a serial killer museum in Hollywood. I used to go there all the time when I lived there.
Never been.
Somebody said, my girl and I got drunk watching Mindhunter and drove out to the killing field in League City last Saturday night.
Dude, that's pretty gnarly little road trip.
I've told you what I do every time I'm in Dallas, right? I get really drunk and go stand on the grassy knoll from behind the little wall there to see what it would look like. And, you know, I do it at 3 in the morning. That's pretty creepy. It's like when the bars close, that's where it goes, the grassy knoll. I know that makes me weird.
That is a little weird.
But I am weird. Listen, why do you think I'm fascinated by serial killers? And part of it is, too, is, you know, as a writer, I'm always curious about the mindset of these things. Because I write about a lot of freaky crap. And how people get there, to me, is fascinating. And yeah, and it just a little fiction tip. If you're going to write stuff like that, you need to learn as much about it as possible to figure out what makes these people tick if you're going to use those in your work.
So when I lived in Austin, there were two major, you know, like murders that happened there that obviously there's like the UT Tower murders, and that's a pretty big one. But
yeah,
there was one that happened like when I was living there. This girl named Jennifer Cave got murdered by a guy named Colton Petaniak. They all went to the university. And she was like a good kid, and this guy's girlfriend helped him escape, and they went to Mexico, and they got caught because they were trying to order a UFC pay-per-view in Mexico.
Oh God!
But I went to cut her up and put her in the left her in the bathtub, and I wanted to see the apartment where it happened. So, cause I'd read a book about it. So I drove over there and I saw the apartment just from the outside, obviously. And then there's also the TCBY murders. Do you guys remember when that happened?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I remember hearing.
So the TCBY murders happened in the early 1990s, where I want to say four chicks at a yogurt shop, four young ladies, I shouldn't say chicks.
No, be respectful. Come on, man.
Got murdered, and then they burned down the TCBY with them inside it. And they've had multiple, it's still unsolved. I mean, they've had multiple people who they thought they had, and then they couldn't get it done. They couldn't get the case locked up. And I wanted to see where the yogurt shop was. So I drove, and there's like a little plaque, a memorial plaque. I was interested in that. But yeah, that I'm kind of weird about that kind of stuff too. I like to see I like to see what was going on.
So a friend of mine just texted me, said Laura Hall and he went to high school together and we're on the debate team.
That's the chick that helped him escape to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and he tried to blame the whole murder on her.
Yeah.
And of course she blamed the whole murder on him.
Well, that's what you do.
She was you know, when they say these hoes ain't loyal, she was pretty loyal. I mean, she tried to drive him to Mexico. That's pretty solid. You know, if I killed some chick and I had a girlfriend who was like, you know what? I'm going to drive you to Mexico. I'm going to help you clean up this mess and we're going to go to Mexico. That's a good chick. You want to keep her around.
409 says, I've never heard of the I-45 murders or League City killing fields. Source?
Google Texas killing fields.
There's this thing called Google.
That's pretty, I mean, there's multiple movies about it. Yeah. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not from here, you probably aren't familiar with it. But, just Google it. You'll find it. That's your source. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for...
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Angel in Baytown says the hubby and her love listening to us. Cooking away in the kitchen, phone propped up. Listening to you guys. Can't wait to see a live broadcast again. Man, I live for that day when we have a live broadcast again. And then the Soul Collector can be out there. A couple other things. I was telling you, I actually played golf with a guy who was convicted of murder. That friend of a friend's from the racetrack. And somebody says you can drive
off. I actually testified against a murderer in his trial. And
was that the one you got accused of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess he got out. He's already out of prison.
Wow.
And that happened in, he got sentenced in 2000. He got sentenced to life, and he got out in 20 years.
That's...
for murder.
It's not much of...
Not...
It's not much of life there. 20 years?
Yeah. Hey, man. That. I do say...
Yeah. That. Somebody mentioned if you just drive down Calder Road off 45, you'll see the field with three ribbons on the trees for the victims. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there about it. So, you know, just... I know a lot of people haven't heard of it. So
I thought everybody heard of it.
Well, let's be honest. We're kind of serial killer connoisseurs. We pay attention to this stuff.
Plus, man, the Texas killing fields just sounds cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, like when you drive around there, it's like, oh, yeah, you could easily hide bodies here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could dump one and just get out of there before anybody knew.
Yeah, that's the place. I mean, that whoever that serial killer, and they never caught the guy.
Right. Although that's another one where they think there may have been more than one.
Right.
We don't know.
But it just tells you that, I mean, he picked a good place to dump bodies because, you know, you ain't finding nothing out there.
Man. Shelly Sykes was the one who, my first ex-wife was friends with her family. And that was in 1986 that she disappeared. But,
damn.
Yeah, she was, They did think, they did catch that guy in El Paso, as I recall, and he drew a map where he was supposed to be, but they never found her body. So, that's the thing. Growing up around that, sooner or later, you're going to know somebody.
Yep. 713-780-ESPN,
713-780-3776. Yeah, it's like 20-something acres, so there's plenty of room there, too. The, Twitch channel. Sorry, I got behind. Captain wants to know what's around Fred's neck. This is my face mask. I just wear it around the neck so that I just pull it up when I go somewhere. And Alfonso says infinity scarf. But no, it's it's a really cool mask. It's my V for Vendetta mask, and it's the easiest one to wear because I just leave it around my throat and I just pull it up. Boom, done.
That is
when I go in. So. The other ones you have to actually put on and off. So, our Canada Day celebration today.
Yes.
Since we can't go anywhere.
You'll be eating poutine, homemade poutine.
Well, not homemade, but poutine from Riel. I'm going to pick it up on the way home.
Nice.
We ordered, they have a special deal tonight, for Canada Day, which has, sounds fantastic. It, poutine, which we ordered two of them. A Nanamo bar, which I don't know what that is, but it's a Canada thing. Pierogies, crispy pork sandwich, and KFC chicken wings, all from Riel. So I'm going to be picking that up on the way home, which that they were going to do a similar thing at Maple Leaf, and they went up, had a couple of people test positive for the Rona, so didn't want to do it. So happy to swing by Riel. I've not met the owner because I know Lance's buddies with him, but I love that place, man. That's in my top two in all of Houston. And I don't know if you saw this, but Nancy's Hustle is now hiring for their new place over on, it's about a block away, a couple blocks away. They're doing a pizza place. And it's going to be opening soon. So looking forward to that. It's going to be different. But yeah, lots of good restaurants. 713 says the Texas Killing Fields were at least three guys. Edward Howard Bell in the 70s, Anthony Shore, the Tourniquet Killer. That's another good name. The 80s and 90s, and William Reese in the 90s and early 2000s. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's
where's the what's that chick's name that drowned all her kids?
Is that Andrea Yates?
Yeah. Where's her house?
Probably next door to Aaron down there.
Is it down your way, Aaron?
Yeah, she was League City, wasn't she?
I believe.
Or Clear Lake, one of the two. But both of them, which were havens for crazy white people, and still are. Just so you know.
Yeah, it's in Clear Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that house is still standing. I would feel weirder about going to look at that house because kids died.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of killing kids.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of killing anyone. Just let me clarify that. But, yeah, the kid ones are pretty. Yeah. It says Channel View. I thought it was Clear Lake.
It says Clear Lake on the interwebs.
I'm going to sound like an arrogant American right now, but what exactly is Canada Day? It's the same thing as Independence Day. It's the day Canada became a country. It just happens to be July 1st. And it's funny. I was actually up there one year for Canada Day, and it was pretty badass. They did a cool parade, and my mother-in-law was asking me, because they do God Save the Queen at these things. It's like, do you guys do God Save the Queen? No, because we had to kick their ass. You guys had a peaceful resolution. Yeah. They just withdrew. We had to kick those damn English out of here. So, no God Save the Queen. Never happens. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, a lot of Clear Lake. Somebody says probably next door to the astronaut lady, Lisa Nowak.
A lot of crazies down there.
You know, we've had our share of crazies. We really have. And I don't know, man. Somebody says the house is still there. Who was the railroad killer? What was that guy's name? Do you remember him?
No. Was that here?
Channel View was the cheerleader killing mom. Yeah, the railroad killer was here.
Angel Resendez?
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. Yates' house is standing and inhabited by an old couple.
But
they got that cheap.
I don't think he would. I think he was like a, he was a vagrant. I don't think he like had a an address.
No, but he was also a killer.
Yeah, but you're like, where? What house?
No, I was talking about Andrea Yates and all those guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and of all his murders, only one was in Houston. Pretty hardcore, though. He bludgeoned a chick to death with a pickaxe in her apartment, a school teacher.
I remember that. I remember when it happened. I was working at the newspaper.
And then 7 days later, her Honda Civic was discovered by state troopers on the International Bridge in Del Rio. Yeesh.
Yeah. Somebody says, while at UH in my forensics class, they showed the bodies in the Texas Killing Fields pics. One guy in the class knew one of the girls. Awkward. Yeah, I bet it was. Boy, forensics class. I bet that'd be fun. All right. Squeeze in a call real quick before we go to break. Tony, you're on the Blitz.
Tony!
Go. Tony.
Yo.
Yeah,
sorry, man. Took too long.
What up, Tony? I think he's there.
What do y'all think?
Hey, man. What do you got?
Astros winning the World Series?
Are the Astros winning the World Series? I don't know. I don't even know if baseball is going to be played, honestly, dude.
And on the news, they're saying, it's a go, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying a lot of stuff. I mean, baseball thinks they're going to play. I don't know if they're going to. And if the Astros had better odds, I'd like them, but the odds aren't good enough for me. I think it's a long shot year, Fred. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because you can go to SportsMap right now and read five reasons why the Astros will win the World Series.
Well, they've got good players. There's one.
I don't know. I wrote this on Monday, so I don't even remember what I wrote.
They're motivated is two.
Short season.
Short season, three. No road fans to
That is one of them. Because, honestly... baseball players are so fragile. You know that's going to get in their head.
I mean, but Fred, do you think the Yankees go to opposing stadiums and not get booed every time?
They do, but think about how many guys go to New York and they can't play worth a damn. Even Randy Johnson was never the same there. There's some guys that just can't play handle that. They're not mentally strong enough. You think Zach Greinke could pitch for the New York Yankees with all the stuff he deals with? Not a chance. All right. We only got one segment left. I guess we'll continue the death theme. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I got to tell you about my good friends over at Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, they are open for business. Know a lot of you are at home. You're doing some work on your house. A lot of people are doing that right now. And Allstate Siding and Windows, they are there for you. And they're doing it safe. Get a free consultation. Learn about their summer specials. Everything from the best quality siding and windows. They've got it all at Allstate Siding and Windows, a family-owned company. And you can get 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. You're going to save on your electric bills long-term. You're upping the long-term value of your house. There's so many reasons to go with Allstate. But a lot of it is they've just got the best rates. And like I said, they're going to do their consultation. They're going to do their installation safe for you and safe for them. They're doing it the right way. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. See, this is why we shouldn't take calls. A sports question? I mean, you just brought the whole show down. Thankfully, we have deaths. This is how we wrap the show up every Wednesday. People who have died, not necessarily this week, but in the last week over the years. And we'll start with 2001 Jack Lemmon, the actor. It's interesting you use grumpy old men. He was in a bunch of stuff, including what was that golf movie with Will Smith?
Bagger Vance
with where Charlize Theron is
from
Savannah, Georgia. Dead at 76.
She's hot in that movie, by the way.
She's hot in almost everything except Monster.
Yeah. She's a good looking lady.
And yeah, she cleans up well.
Breaking news. She's a good-looking lady.
2 days in the Valley. Go look at her in that. My goodness. Johnny Mandel, not to be confused with Johnny Manziel, 94 years old. He did the MASH theme. Katharine Hepburn, dead at 96 in 2003. And Walter Matthau in 2000.
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau died
the same week. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I put grumpy old men.
But you missed a number on Walter Matthau. He was not 7 years old. So,
I think he was. Little known fact.
Must have been an alien. Sports figures. 2016, at the age of 61, Pat Summitt, who somehow went from Pat Head Summitt to Pat Summitt later in her career.
I think she got divorced.
Okay. I thought maybe she just changed her mind.
No.
All right, let's go to the political figures.
I don't think she was ever going that route.
1876, at 36 years old, George Armstrong Custer.
Not a good run.
No, got his ass kicked.
Started a fight he couldn't finish.
1961, Ma Ferguson.
Ma.
First elected woman governor of Texas. Dead at 86. I only know about her because I watched that...
Bonnie and Clyde.
No, well, the movie about Bonnie and Clyde, it was...
The Highwayman.
The Highwayman, yeah. James Madison, the fourth U.S. president. In 1836.
Husband of Dolly Madison?
Well, either that or father of Dolly Madison, or he ate Dolly Madison.
Makes delicious
probably
snack
would be his wife if that were the case. Franz Ferdinand in 1914 led to the start of World War I and also a very popular sort of pop alternative band. Let's see. Charles Goodyear in 1860 rolled into the next life at the age of 59.
I thought you were going to say he blew it out.
He was only 59.
Life had a blowout at age 59. It went flat.
You beat me to it. Damn it! Because that joke went flat. All right. We have one famous killer. In 1882, Charles Guiteau
Good nickname?
Or Gitto. What do they call him in Unforgiven? Gitto. Because in Gitto. Sounds like a person of French descent. He killed James Garfield and was hanged at 40. If you're going to kill a president, dude, come on. Better than Garfield.
He's also the least... I mean, he's the least recognized presidential assassin, right?
Probably. And Garfield was by far the worst Spider-Man. All right, we go to the best deaths. 2000.
I actually thought he was decent.
He was pretty good. You know what? I might even say better than Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Here's your best deaths. 2009, Farrah Fawcett dies of cancer at age of 62.
Not a good run. She used to be super hot, too.
Oh, my God. I had that poster growing up, and it was kind of fun. A couple years ago, I was doing an event with Dan Pastorini, who dated her.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah. Well, he used to be a super stud, man. He was not just a quarterback, but a race car driver. He was hooking up with all of them. But he dated Farrah Fawcett for a while. It was fun talking to him about that. 2009, Michael Jackson, dead at 50.
I was on air when that happened.
Same day.
Yeah. It was exactly the same day. This week, Carl Reiner, dead at 98. Man, great run.
Legend.
Yeah, that's a good dude, too, man. He did a lot. And, man, if I could accomplish one-tenth of what he did and make it to 98, I would consider that a victory. Although, he looked pretty bad there at the end.
I mean, he was 98.
I know, but 98? I can't even conceive of that. I really can't.
No.
That's another 40-plus years for me. I can't even imagine that. Terry Fox, 1981, the Canadian one-legged marathoner, dies of cancer at the age of 22. Very inspiring story and spawns a Terry Fox run, which I participate in every year and try to raise money for. 2016, Buddy Ryan, dead at 85. All people will ever remember for is punching Kevin Gilbride.
That's kind of seems like a good thing to be remembered for, right?
July 1st, 2004, Marlon Brando, dead at the age of 80.
Also didn't look great at the
end.
No,
boy, he ballooned up nicely. What was that last movie? Was it The Freshman? Was that the last movie he did where he kind of reprised his Godfather role with Matthew Broderick?
One of the last movies I remember in was The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, I think this was after that.
Okay.
You can look that up. I'm just curious. All right. Here's your porn stars. No, his last movie was not 2 minutes. Porn stars, June 26, 2018. Jennifer Wells, dead at 81. Ooh. Died from?
I'm going to go cancer.
Presumably of old age. So I'm going to give you a point for that. So there's a one.
Obviously.
All right.
Last movie, The Score.
Okay. How many was...
The Freshman was 1990.
Okay. And The Score was what?
2001.
Wow.
Right. 96, Dr. Moreau.
Okay.
I think that was the last big movie that he did. Although he was in that movie that Johnny Depp directed, The Brave.
Don't remember that one.
Yeah. Forgettable.
2019, Alexander Stein, dead at the age of 34, killed by?
Murder.
Kind of hit by a car in a crosswalk. I'm going to give you a point for that.
Intentionally. It doesn't say there, but that's what happened.
You know what? We don't know that, so I'm going to go with it. Yumika Hayashi, Japan's original adult video queen, 2005, doesn't have an age.
Ooh, that makes it tough. I'm going to go murdered by a pimp.
Chokes on her vomit in her sleep after a night of heavy drinking.
Mm, damn.
2012, Jessica D, 33 years old.
D's... I'm going to go car accident.
Car accident. Bing, 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 bing.
Thank you.
And one last one. 1977, Melba Bruce, 22 years old.
Melba. 22?
Melba was toast at the age
of
22.
Drug overdose.
Gunshot by suicide. Or suicide by gunshot, excuse me. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I don't know what the hell today's
show
Melba.
Was.
It was either one of the best shows ever or one of the worst. We've got Braddock and assuming Creighton got back from the prison that is Corpus Christi, you'll have Patrick Creighton. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.